Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy and excitement because they've joined into the Mark Unger Show worldwide. This is the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger. Joining me, as always, is the lovely, charming, and overwhelmingly loved by all who know her, Diane Brierley.
What have I done to deserve this?
Laugh away, boys. Laugh away.
Chuckle up, boys. Funny right. Boys. And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Are you nuts?
Yep.
Engineering, as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and doing everything to stay awake during this program. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. The way the show works is you get to stay totally anonymous. We, in turn, get to be brutally honest. This is not a show for your self-esteem. You probably will not.
As I can attest to.
Ours. We feel terrible just doing it ourselves, much less when we rail on you. But we don't know who you are. We're railing more on an idea, okay? So for what it's worth.
You've been railing this week, too.
Yeah, and it's just me. No, I don't know. Some of these situations just make me crazy. And of course, we don't know your whole situation. I know some of you get upset because you don't know what. You're right. We don't know. We don't claim to know. And you know what's really worse? We don't want to know.
That's right.
Your whole situation. You know, this is just one email that you throw at us and we bat it around. We might get 30% right and 70% wrong. And we might be railing on set and you think, well, that's not true. That has nothing to do with me. Well, that's fine. We're just railing because it deals with somebody, I promise you. You might have a situation that sounds like something that reminds us of a million other wrong things. I don't know. So anyway, that's the way the show works, okay? So if you have a question or whatever, something you want to roll past us, send it to radio@markgunger.com.
Hey, do you ever hear
we can finally start the big meeting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over your button. I didn't
How
realize
dare you,
you
talk
were
over
pushing
Pee-wee.
Buttons.
Pee-wee Herman. We're just trying to get the show going, and you talk over Pee-wee.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
Okay. Now, may we begin by asking you, do you ever hear the Tim McGraw song that starts the show on the radio outside of this? And All of a sudden it's like, the show's starting. It's Mark's show. And then I'm waiting for the voiceover.
I hear it when I'm in the car.
I've never heard.
Because you don't listen to country music stations.
You don't know that now.
No, I'll hear it when I'm driving in the car. And it's like, it's the show. Oh, no, there's no Ken's voiceover on that. It's pretty funny. It's a weird sensation.
I wonder how Kenny's doing.
I don't know.
The Laugh Your Way voice.
People frequently ask, whose voice is that? Who does the, you know, who's that talking?
Yeah, Ken Bishop. We love Ken. Is he still in Wausau?
Uh-huh.
Mosinee area, yeah.
Mosinee, yeah.
Yeah, he's at the Q, 89Q.
I don't know, he's still there, but he does, his main thing is like VOs.
Oh, really? He does
he's
a lot of
He's got a great
that.
Voice.
He yes. does. He's got a great
cool looking guy. Bald. Great voice.
See, bald people are.
Mm. Cool. They're cool, man.
Absolutely.
Well, he's a good looking bald man, I'll tell you that.
Hey, what about me? It's all about me.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
Does he choose to be bald or does he, is he just?
I think
just,
he shaves it.
Okay, see.
I haven't seen him for quite a few
see,
years.
It's different when you get to choose to be bald versus you just are.
Now, I do know some attractive, not by choice bald men, but I know some attractive by choice bald men. And then I know some unattractive either by choice
more
of
like
or not by
the deep and
choice.
Wide category?
No, some people just pull it off a little bit better than others.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm fanning myself. I must have a hot flash going on here.
That's right. My palms are sweating. It's warm in here today.
Okay. Starting off today, one study claims that marriages are better when dad is the fun one. A study out of the Ohio State University showed that couples had a stronger, more supportive co-parenting relationship when the father spent more time playing with their child. But when the father participated more in caregiving, like preparing meals for the child or giving baths, then the couples were more likely to display less supportive and more undermining co-parenting behavior towards each other.
Who studies all this nonsense?
The Ohio State University did.
Well, Ross does all of the above.
I do.
He's the fun guy and the one who does all the nurturing.
Says the results were surprising.
And the disciplining. Yeah.
The results were surprising and may be disappointing for people who believe mothers and fathers should share equally in the caregiving of their children. Even worse, according to the study, the blame can likely be laid at the feet of the mother who undermines the father.
Now that I believe.
I knew you would agree with that one. Father's increased involvement in caregiving might also arouse negative.
By the way, check it out. There's this study I've quoted before that the Swiss government did. They said if a woman faithfully brings her children to church her entire life, 2% chance they will become lifelong Christians. If the father does it faithfully by himself, it jumps to like to 43%. If you add the mother back in, it drops 10%.
It's pretty demoralizing.
Probably for the same kind of reason.
I'm sure it's exactly because the mother who undermines the father, criticizes, and you women say, what do you mean undermine?
Oh, you think you're so smart. You don't do this right. Your father thinks,
is not helpful to your children.
They say father's increased involvement in caregiving might arouse negative maternal gatekeeping behaviors as mothers consciously or unconsciously try to protect their authority over parenting.
Well, I, for one, like to be aroused.
Undermining.
Arousal is highly...
Not that kind of arousal. Sorry. Of course you would think that. That never popped into my mind when
John Philip Sousa?
Yeah. Please, boys.
What? We're trying to have a good time here.
I know you are.
This is our new arousal song.
Pay attention, officer.
Look at her.
The two of you. Contribute to this part of the conversation.
Hopefully a whole lot of
at
nothing.
At this point. You know what I do? I can just sit here and stare at you. What the heck?
You shouldn't have anything to offer
I have
that.
Nothing to say. I just sit here. You say, look at her. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
Dance along to the march? What the heck?
We just find it very entertaining to see you staring at us like we're out of our minds.
Well, you are out of your minds.
All right. Continue.
No, that's it. That's all I had to say. It was just a very short little thing here, but about the women undermining, I thought that would catch your attention.
How do they undermine?
Because they're criticizing and gatekeeping and protecting their authority over the parenting. They didn't give any examples.
Man, that describes almost all the women I know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm so thankful that my wife is not that way.
You know, like criticizing, saying you didn't burp the kid right, you didn't give him the bath right, you didn't put the dishes away right, all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Does letting daddy off the hook
make for a happy
See, they
marriage?
Don't always make the headlines match the article. I think
no, sure
I thought that was an odd
I'm sitting
headline.
Here looking at this thinking, what? He commits adultery or he looks at porn, but letting him off the
let
hook?
No, let him off the hook to work and participate and do
Until
anything with the kids that makes. You know, they just put erroneous, as far as I'm concerned, headlines on these
one
things.
One study claims marriages are better when dad is the fun one. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's always been my problem.
You've been the fun, one.
Well, because my kids never call me.
Good cop, bad cop.
Comes back to bite you, doesn't it?
Because I'm always screwing around. My wife says, I said, why don't they call me? She says, because you're screwing around.
Because you're never going to get a serious answer.
Well,
I've learned that.
No, come on. When you were a kid, didn't you learn to play one parent off the other?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
And most of us, you knew who to go to for money.
Sure.
You knew who to go to that would let you stay over at somebody's house.
Go the freak out the last, you know, something happened.
Now, you would think my kids to this day would know to play the old man. Because the old man will give them anything they want.
But here's the problem. The old man doesn't give you a serious answer. I've only known you for, 9 years? And I know I'm not going to come to you with anything expecting a serious answer.
But so that's part of it. It says you're supposed to be the fun one.
Well, it is. But then don't expect them to come to you for a serious answer.
Well, I don't expect it. I just think, you know, like my son calls the other day. He calls his mom. because he's having a problem with the, you know, washing machine.
Oh yeah, because
well, it's
you
probably
would
the
know
right
what
place
to, do.
To call.
Dude, you've never started a washing machine. You don't know how to run a load of clothes. You know nothing about it. If you can't
isn't
even
like,
do
hey,
that.
But okay. So my wife walked it through with him to help him figure out how to fix the thing or encourage him to
right.
fix it or something. I'd have just bought him a new one.
Of course you would.
Okay, here.
Well, no, you'd think, go to the old man.
Let me,
we'll
let me tell you something.
With the old man.
Here's a phone call real quick. Mr. Gunger, we're having a problem with our washer. Okay? It squeaks.
Buy a new one. Buy a new one. Here, just buy a new one.
And your daughter hasn't called you nor repair service. So.
Okay, so he's asking you right now, buy Ross a new washer. That's what he wants.
I'm waiting for the call.
See? He's waiting for his daughter.
Okay,
to
call him right now. Call
she
him.
Hell,
she
will freeze over first.
It has to be the children they call. It can't be the children in laws.
No, because they're smart enough to figure it out. The in laws, they get it.
Oh, so it has to be your kids. Oh,
no,
I still
won't do it. I still don't call and ask. We're both that. We're stubborn that
they're
way.
Just
oh
crazy
my gosh,
people.
That's hilarious.
Know.
Yeah, you don't know how to fix things.
No, your son made the right call.
She's telling me about the call, and I'm thinking, well, how much is the new washing machine cost?
That's your
first $600-800.
It depends what kind you get.
So well, let's go. Go to Best Buy and get another one. You know,
if you get the real fancy kind, like I like, they're $1,000 a piece.
I know. See,
that's probably what I would have done.
See, I'm gonna, okay. Uh-huh. You mind if I text my wife?
Call your dad
now. He will buy a new washer and dryer combo.
So here's last week when we're over here, Ross, you weren't here. Adrian sat in and we did the shows. These chairs are squeaking, and
yes.
I fixed it this morning. So Adrian says he's going to, I said, go down and oil those chairs. Gunger doesn't oil the chairs. They're squeaking. So he did. He must have forgot this one because I fixed it. Gunger doesn't even know where there's, if they have WD-40 in the house and where it is. Debbie knows right where it is.
So, bought new chairs.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Instead of oiling the squeak, he would buy new chairs.
Yes, he would.
I know. I mean, seriously.
What's wrong with the lawnmower? It won't start. Let's just go get a new one.
You got
gas?
Schooled by the chick.
You ran out of gas. Got to buy a new car.
I come down here and oil the chair and fix it. You don't even. Oh,
I know.
Gracious.
I'm
You're
worthless.
Pathetic.
I know. I'm the laziest man on earth. I admit it freely.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I don't even know how to run a washer. Really?
Without, nah, come on.
I'm serious.
I've never washed a load of clothes in my life.
I know you
I've had
haven't.
To, and it's not good.
What? You don't know how to run it? You don't know how to sort the clothes? You don't know what
I
goes in
clothes?
Oh, I know how to sort
clothes. I keep buying new clothes.
I don't know how to really, if I'm left by myself, there will be a call made. Walk me through this again.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't get it.
Do you know how to wash dishes, or you just buy new ones?
Not a problem there. Not a problem there. Dishes are fine, but something with a dryer. Like all these different temperatures and what'll shrink.
I mean, I get it.
And
you don't know what to put in. My husband's ruined many of my clothes because there's certain things I have that should not be dried, but not to be able to run it at all.
No, it's pretty much the wash cycles. There's too many options.
Oh my!
Oh, it is. Like what the heck? How come it's just not an on-off button?
Because there's different things.
Delicates. Lights.
Temperatures. Some stuff can go in warm. Some
Lukewarm.
Stuff has to have cold. It has to be gentle.
This is why we should be living in a nudist colony.
But yet, mind you,
this is why I don't do any cleaning. It's too complicated.
This is the man who can figure out all the technical videos, computers, electronic gadgets that are far more complicated than running a washing machine.
I disagree.
Oh, come on. I've tried to run both. Trust me. The washer's much simpler. I've done both.
Maybe that's my problem. It's too simple.
You
so therefore,
silly
it should be
man.
Left for somebody else that is less... More
you're too
refined.
Smart for it?
Yes,
is that it? I'm dumb enough to run a washing machine and you two are too smart for one? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, what can we tell you?
You silly man.
So anyway, what is this? It says dad's the fun one. Marriage is supposed to be better off.
Yeah, so there you are.
Is that why I'm
That's
so married?
Why you're married for 38 years, because you were the fun one.
But my kids never talk to me.
It's a, what is it? There's
come
a payoff.
On.
There's
now,
a.
Now what? You wouldn't think, wouldn't you go talk to the fun guy?
Well you,
I don't
you're
know.
Not around a lot.
I would talk to the fun guy
call.
If I was looking
phone
for
call.
Fun.
They don't call. My son will call Deb to see if dad's there.
Why not just that? Okay, now
dad.
That's odd.
Now that I go, why don't you just
I'm just
going to
send
me.
You a text.
I don't
well,
know.
Ross is my personal assistant, so he talks. Texas talks to me more than he ever wants to.
Well, way more than he wants to.
At least he's
to.
Getting paid
so
for
true.
It, though.
So true.
I don't want to talk to him.
He's the only one of my kids that actually talks to me, but I got
to
pay
I'm
him
paid
to do
it.
He's paid.
So he's got to put up with my crap.
Oh,
don't know. Who knows? Anyway, so much for this study.
Maybe you should have your daughter be your personal. Here, mm-hmm. Huh? Maybe you should have your daughter be your personal assistant.
Then you get to talk to her.
Yeah, that probably the only time she'll talk to me.
She'd talk
keep
to you
on
right.
point, though, man.
I'm sure she'll talk to you.
You don't answer her phone calls, guess what?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nasty.
You don't reply to her emails. You don't answer her text messages.
That's right. I'm out of here. Find
she
someone
did,
else.
She did work in the office for a while.
Oh, yes.
And it was great. Yeah. She hated it, but she loved it at the same time.
Well, putting she didn't
customer
work for you.
Service.
She was customer service.
Now you have to know my daughter.
It was hilarious.
She is not warm and fuzzy.
No.
She's a lot better now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But even still.
Because of you.
To put her in customer service is very, very funny. But she did a great job.
She did.
But she just turned it on because she knew how to turn it.
She knew how
to
do it. She knew what she had to do.
She'd shake her head thinking, oh, people.
Yeah.
She's like
quite frustrating for her.
The one lady, you have to put a hyphen. Hyphen? Where is that?
On the keyboard.
Yeah. Or you have to put a space between the numbers when they're entering the flag page code.
Yeah.
Space, well, where is that? You know that big long bar on the bottom of your keyboard? Oh, where? What, space what?
Yeah.
She would tell me all this stuff later. She's like, this is the stuff I have to deal with.
I'm way more warm and fuzzy than Leslie, and I about wanted to blow my brains out after working customer service. I'll tell you, it's just a bit much.
She did it for a year?
Something
it was about
like
a year.
She was a sweetheart about it all the time. She'd just laugh it off, you know, but
Yeah,
some of y'all just drive her crazy, man. She just she deal with you. Pretty funny.
That's hilarious. Anyway.
Call your dad. Wait, she doesn't listen to the show.
She doesn't listen to this show.
Send her a text. Say, call. We'll get a washer out of this. New washing machine coming tomorrow from Best Buy.
Oh my gosh.
Good gracious.
Pretty funny.
Okay, you're gonna keep going. You want to take a break? It's your show. You decide.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. You answered the one email.
It is hot in here. How do we cool it off?
I don't know,
man. It's like the walls are sweating.
It's my house. Yeah, it's getting really hot.
It's your house. You don't even know how to run the
man
air.
I don't
have an air conditioner.
Are you serious?
No, I'm sure.
Call your wife. Wait, no, call your son so he can call Debbie.
To ask her.
Yeah.
I'll play that back. I'll call Phil. Is your mom there? No, why is she here? I don't know. I thought maybe you know her. Why don't you call her? I don't know. Why do you call me? That's what I ought to do.
Don't you have a thermostat on the wall anyplace around here?
I'll go look. Okay, so we'll take a break because everybody's sweating like a pig in here. And we'll be, doesn't happen very often in Green Bay, I got to tell you that. We'll be back right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on markgunger.com.
You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of French fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy you've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God? Or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
But there's no guarantee that the one you love is going to love you. Oh, nothing I think cannot see. A certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. You cloud your mind with emotion.
What song is this?
Is it Aaron Neville?
Everybody plays the fool.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There's no exception.
Everybody plays the fool, especially if you listen to The Mark Gunger Show. Then I would be the one playing the fool.
This is the guy that made wearing cotton highly uncomfortable for me. Because the touch and feel of cotton, the fabric of my life? Buddy.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, where we try to deal with the fabric of your life concerning love, marriage, and relationships.
Okay, we ended yesterday with a dating email from Remember the Guy Who.
It's getting cooler now.
Yes, it feels much better. Thank you. He was 18-year-old.
Diane was starting to combust spontaneously.
Spontaneously combust here. The 18-year-old guy who wanted to know about dating and getting two on these women all the time. Okay, he had another question, but we didn't have time to do it. So here's his second question. He says, my second question is regarding the issue of soulmates. Mm-hmm. I agree that soulmates don't really exist, but doesn't God know who you will marry? I keep hearing other Christians say that they disagree with your claim because they say that God is preparing my future wife's heart in the process for marriage. So in a sense, doesn't God know the person you will marry, making that the only person for you? I'm just curious, sir, on how to answer their questions.
What question?
Doesn't God know
he's preparing this person that God that knows and there really is
well,
only
God knows
this
everything.
One?
God knew you were going to send this email.
Yeah.
And God knows that Pastor Mark's going to go off on this.
Well, no, I mean, heard that. Oh, you know, God, people praying, you know, God prepare the person's heart and that he's getting this person ready for me to meet. So that's what he's saying. If that's what God's doing, isn't there then only that person that he's supposed to
At some Mary. Point, it all gets so circular and crazy. God knows whether or not you're going to go to heaven and hell.
He knows it all. He's all-knowing.
So why bother praying if you already know you're going to heaven or hell? I mean, you know, it's all craziness. Look, what they're trying to do is they want to hang on to this idea that there's this one divine appointment for you.
And what if you miss it?
Yeah. And they're wrong. They're just wrong.
What if you miss it? What if you got on the bus and she got on
God
the train
know.
And
God
you didn't meet that day?
I mean, it's crazy thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like watching one of these science fiction shows about time travel. Mm-hmm. You know, like go back to the future. Well, if this happens, then how that happened, if that turns around, then this turns into that effect. You know, you start going crazy.
Yeah.
Look, bottom line, the Bible does not say anywhere that there is a divine appointed soul for you to marry. Straight up. If you're thinking that, you're wrong. It's just that simple. You need to make a choice. I mean, it would be like you need to choose whether or not you're going to have a cheeseburger or a ham sandwich for lunch. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Wait for God to tell you? I would say, no, you need to make a decision. Well, God already knows, so I should pray and ask him to tell me because he already knows.
Because he knows what you're going to have.
You know, it's just craziness. It's all absurd. No such thing as a soulmate. Your friends are nuts. But why do you care what they think? Why do they care what you think? Why do you care what they think, what you think. Does that make any
sense?
I don't
know.
No, I know people get all upset. Well, how do I convince my friends of such and such? Well, why do you think you have to?
You don't need to. Just live your life. Do your thing. If you don't think they're soulmates and you're going to live your life normally.
Oh, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, then don't worry about what your
friends
say.
People get all upset. How do I convince my friends that such and such? Well, I don't know. Why are you trying to? Well, because why? Because I think you're right. Well, again, it's not your job to convince anybody of anything, especially not along these lines. You just speak the truth. If they don't want to believe you, don't, you know, what are you going to do? Trust me, dude. Do what I do for a living. Most people don't believe me.
Really? Oh, I don't even know if I believe you.
Well, when it comes to this stuff, like soulmates, are you kidding? People don't believe that.
No, most people don't believe that, even when you say it.
But see, I remember I was at a church in South Africa, man. They're laughing, cheering, clapping until I said there's no such thing as a soulmate. Boy, and he got deathly quiet in there.
They didn't like that message.
One guy came up to me and showed me a book from a Bible school that they go to, and it said plain as day, it says, God has one divinely appointed person for everybody to marry.
Well, where do they get that from then?
They pull it out of their butts. There's nothing in the Bible that says that.
Teaching it in Bible school?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what he says. What do you think of that? I said, I think he's wrong. There is no place in the Bible that says that. We say we're people of the Word. Show me in the Word where that is true. It's not there. Anyway, what are you going
to
do?
Oh, here. Speaking of, I went down to the bottom of the pile because there's a soulmate thing here. First of all, she compliments you. You are changing my life, and sometimes I hate you for it. Oh, no, I think it's a guy. I think it's a guy. Girls,
that's a funny compliment.
Girls from a guy, especially.
I think it's from a guy. Girls at church are often over-spiritualizing everything, praying for everything. For example, if God wants me to buy a car, in addition to praying for a godly man. Anyhow, I have a question. I saw that—
By the way, before you get into that, I'm doing this DVD series on singles. Mm-hmm. It's going to really kind of throw people. Because
of course
it is.
Because
the whole first hour, at least, of this teaching is just on the fact that God expects you to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. Everything is not a divine appointment. No. And people really can't get that through their heads.
No.
Because they literally, well, does God want me to buy a car? Does God want me to go to church? Does God want me to change jobs? Does God, I mean, and they over-spiritualize because they have been taught somewhere, it sounds spiritual, that God decides everything before you do it. And I'm telling you, it doesn't. It makes no sense.
And then they make those of us who do not pray about every ever-loving thing try to feel bad. Like, oh, yeah, well, you're not praying. You're not this, and you're not spiritual enough because you're not praying about it.
I won't go into
it because
it'll take an hour and a half just right now to go, but that's going to be the whole first session. Talking to singles is trying to establish into their brains that the Bible teaches God wants men to make decisions
based on,
and I'll show you in the Bible. Again, we don't have time for that here, but it's over and over again throughout the scriptures. It's amazing how many times God invoked the opinions of others.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me teach before
in
our church, but
you
go to my
it.
Church. I'm going to put this all in one teaching and just try and get it through there because they don't get it.
They're think expecting everything God is about God telling them.
And no wonder y'all are still single and your lives are so screwed up. You are dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to function in life because they've got this over-spiritualized concept that God has everything already decided and your job is just to find out what God has already decided. It's
weird.
There
are people who live that way.
As if God
everything
is,
has to be what God tells them.
Oh, I know. But look at their lives. They tend to be really weird people.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, here's the question. It's about this God having someone divinely appointed. I saw that you assert that God never told anyone to marry anyone.
Mm-hmm.
When I shared this with church friends, they objected and said, that's totally not true. They continued to say that God told Hosea to marry Gomer, spoke to Abraham's servant about
Isaac
marrying Rebecca.
No. That's not true. That is not true.
I know, but that's what they're saying.
I'm just answering the person. God did not tell Hosea to marry Gomer. He told Hosea to marry a prostitute.
Yeah.
It was Hosea who picked Gomer.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. They expect everything to be, God expected him to make a decision. It's exactly the point that I was just talking about.
And he says, I know that Hosea, and he was only instructed to pick a hoe, any hoe.
He
got that. Other examples.
And the other thing, God did not speak to Abraham's servant. Abraham's servant just prayed a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
People in the Old Testament prayed all kinds of weird prayers.
But people gravitate to these examples
because it fits into their dysfunctional thinking, mm-hmm. but it's not biblical. What about that one guy who prayed, God, help me win this battle, and I'll sacrifice the first thing I see when I come home.
And it was his kid.
And he says, sacrifices his own daughter. You think that was God answering that prayer, people? Mm-hmm. No, everybody explains that away. Well, no one told him to pray that prayer. You know, just because somebody prayed something weird in the Bible doesn't make it law. You've got to take the whole scripture in context.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
wouldn't I feel good? I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
I got you, baby. Yeah, you got me right here on the Mark Gunger Show as we're here to help you out with all your marriage struggles, questions, dating dilemmas, whatnot. So anyway, this person writes and wants and argues that God told people to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one's not true. God did not tell him to marry Gomer. He just picked
a hole. Mm-hmm.
God told him, pick a hoe, any hoe. When it comes to the Abraham thing, people prayed all kinds of weird things in the Old Testament. The closest you can get, it's amazing. They only take bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
The best you can come out of that scenario is if you're okay with your dad's employee finding a cousin for you to marry, then he can pray, God, tell him.
No, there's another.
Then they wouldn't put up with any of that.
They
wouldn't let their dad pick the kid. They wouldn't let dad give it to one of his employees to go find a cousin for him to marry. I mean, nobody would take any part of that story except they like the part where he says, Lord, if this is the one. This is what this guy, because he's trying to find a cousin for him to marry.
So they translate it into, Lord, bring me the one.
Yeah, yeah.
There is one.
The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It does not say he whom the Lord brings a wife gets something good.
So he also had another example. Apparently, I'd never heard this before. He says it's not a biblical example, but apparently Pastor Mark Driscoll says that God told him to marry his wife, Grace.
I don't care.
I haven't heard that, but apparently he's saying that
care.
Or whatever.
I don't care if Billy Graham says it. I don't care. I'm telling you, it's
the Bible
not
doesn't say it.
I know gazillions of people who say God told me this, that, and the other. I'm just saying it's not in the Bible.
I know.
My argument, it's not in the Bible. Well, you know, Billy Graham said it, and Mark Driscoll said it, and so-and-so said it. I don't care. I'm not, and for all I know, maybe God did tell him. I don't know. I'm not them. All I'm saying is it's not in the Bible. We say we're biblical, and then we act in ways that are unbiblical.
Like getting a divorce from that person that God told you to marry.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
God was a liar, you know,
because they're the ones that say that, and then they're miserable.
I've heard people say the Lord told me to get a divorce.
Yes. Yep. Oh, I know.
I've heard people say the Lord told me to have an affair.
I know.
God is not a man that he should lie, but oops, apparently.
I God told me that it's okay for us to screw. The slutty grandma who's praying, the Holy Spirit. What did she say?
That poor woman.
She said that she's been praying about it and she felt good about it.
Well, she was praying about getting married and they weren't feeling any conviction about that is what she said.
Any conviction about screwing around?
Without being married.
Yeah.
And getting,
so they're rewriting the Bible. They pray about it. Well, I didn't feel guilty about
fornicating. Well, I think she was talking not about that, about actually having to have the piece of paper and the license to get married, which in essence translates to what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. She says, we prayed about, is it okay for us to screw around even though we're not married? Well, what the heck? Since when do we start?
I didn't
People
hear from
say
God.
All the time. Guy said, what they've done is they have made a God unto themselves. Yes. Whatever thought comes into their mind,
they think it's God.
They think it's God. Mm-hmm. So we don't need the Bible. It's literally, they dismiss the Bible. I don't care what the Bible says.
Yeah.
God told me it's okay. I don't care if the Bible says I shouldn't fornicate. Well, God told me it's okay. Does mind that the Bible says they should be married?
Yeah, and they don't say that, like she said, I'm not hearing from God. Well, it says loud and clear in black and white in the Bible, but you're not hearing from God? Yeah,
you
that, he's telling you right
God?
There in the Bible.
So you guys can come up with all of these examples all day long. You cannot find anywhere in the Bible where God told anybody to marry anyone. And God never brought anyone to marry except in one situation, which was when God made Eve.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go by that.
Well, if you happen to be walking around naked in a garden right now.
And you're the only
And you
one.
Get knocked the snot out.
You have other issues.
This is true.
We've got naked garden issues here.
This is true.
So, if God brings you a woman while you're walking around naked in a
garden.
Maybe
he doesn't know how to run a washer.
At least you could say that's biblical.
Run a washer.
Maybe he doesn't know how to do clothes, so he just.
Yeah, so guys like me and Ross who can't do clothes, we're going to start walking around naked in a garden. And if God brings us a wife, then we know that it's God. So you guys can whine and bellyache, and I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it doesn't work. And this is a church who has a divorce rate of 50%, mm-hmm. just like the pagans and heathens, because we don't act biblically. Well, God told me. Well, God, yeah, I'm sure he did. Then God tells you to divorce. Yeah, I'm sure he did. God told me to screw the next door neighbor. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I'm sure
God,
he did.
He's just making up. So I just reject that. Listen to me, people. Don't listen to this God told me stuff. You know what God told me is? It's the Christian way of telling other people to shut up.
That you can't say anything about it. That's exactly what
it is. It's the Christian way of telling other people to stick it.
Yep.
You know, in the world, when you don't want to hear advice, you tell people to kiss off. Drop dead, go to hell.
Whatever. But in the church.
In the church, you say, God told me. It's the Christian way of telling you to stick it.
Yes.
Because you can't tell me anything. You can't.
All day long, I have people tell me, I'm dressed. Well, God told me. I don't even respond to that. I don't care when someone tells me God. It means nothing to me.
Right.
Unless God tells me what you say God told you means Jack. Because I go to the Bible. Mm-hmm. If the Bible says thou shalt not commit adultery, I don't care if you say God told you to commit adultery.
Why would they're so dumb? Why would God tell you to commit adultery? Why would he do that?
He didn't.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. How can they be so dumb?
Because they're just making this stuff up. And Christianity has been about just whatever you sense and feel at any given moment.
Yeah.
Well, God told
me this. It's a lot easier to spiritualize it.
Oh, that's why they never get married. Yeah. As we get all single people. All you single people out there waiting for God to tell you. Why do you think you're single? You're 48 years old. You've never been married. Why do you think you're still single? Well, God has a problem. Yeah, do you really think that's it? What are you going to do, when you're 98 and God still hasn't brought somebody?
They think that's it.
He's gonna. What will that day be like when he stands before Jesus?
And he shakes his head and goes, silly, silly.
Yeah.
Golly. You got all these single people running around.
I'm sorry, I forgot about you. I had so many people waiting for me. I couldn't get around to you. Sorry about that.
Oh, my gracious.
And what fries my butt is these very single people who are waiting to hear from God are overwhelmingly going on dates and screwing.
Sadly.
Or did God tell you to screw that person?
Well, I just didn't. I don't feel convicted about that. I mean, I love Jesus, and I don't have a problem.
Unbelievable.
With that.
Well, I don't know, because you have a seared conscience that ever crossed your mind?
Maybe.
People.
Maybe. Okay.
Just making stuff up.
I have to
see, people, that's why we have the Bible. You know, the analogy would be, you know, we often talk about
thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
But we're talking about, you know, being a nation of laws. If you don't have a nation of laws, then everybody just makes crap up.
Yeah.
And there's anarchy.
Right.
So at the end of the day, once you have all this behavior, you've got to go to the law. What does the law say? You broke the law. That's why you go, now we don't live by the law, per se, the law of Moses, but there's still the standards of God's word. The way these people act and talk and think today, you don't need the Bible because they make it up. All they care about is, did God tell me? I don't feel convicted. I didn't feel. You can literally, I have had people in my office who are screwing around and tell them what they're doing is wrong. And they look at me and say, but I don't feel it's wrong.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you feel.
I don't care what in the Sam Hill you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, what the hell are they thinking? And when I say what the hell, I'm not cussing. I'm literally saying, what in the hell are they thinking? Because their thinking is coming from hell.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
What in the hell are you thinking when you are saying, well, I don't feel bad for committing adultery? Or I don't feel bad because I'm screwing my boyfriend.
I don't feel wrong.
Well, I
don't
feel
bad. God
brought
that person to me. God brought us together.
I mean, we love each other. I mean, we're going to spend the rest of our lives. So
Oh, yeah. They'll be married for 3 months and they'll email my show. Oh, we're in hell. What do I do?
Well, apparently you didn't learn.
I bet you all these people who write us.
These
people who write us and their lives are in the toilet after only a year and a half of marriage. Ask them, say, do you feel God told you to marry that person?
Yeah. I bet you
90% of them say, well, yeah.
Oh, I bet they would too.
Well, then how come you realize hell? Well, what do you mean? Well, you said God told you to marry.
If God told you to marry that person, then I guess God intended for you to live in hell then, too.
Yeah, that's it. If God wanted you to be in hell, then shut up. Quit writing me.
Seriously.
Just be in hell.
Suck it up,
buddy. Stop dragging us into your hell. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone so we don't go to hell.
Okay. Now, listen. This is the most important part of the email, boys.
Oh,
are you
gotten
ready?
To that yet?
You need to. The most important thing. The
oh,
most
good
important
Lord,
thing
we're
of this email.
Up to this?
He says, thank you for all for the amazing show. And Diane, yes, thank you all for the amazing show. Listen.
Oh, here it comes.
Diane, you are amazing, sweet, smart, fun, and respectful. Y'all keep up the good work.
It's because he's single and he's looking for a hot chick.
I am married.
She's married.
He is
looking for a hot chick.
Come on.
He's a single guy. He sees your picture on the website. Here's a hot mama.
Get out of here. I'm probably old enough to be his mother, for God's sake.
Hey, when you're hot, you're hot.
Oh, come on.
What did the end of that email say?
When you're not, you're not.
You heard it.
No, I wasn't listening.
Yes, you did. You did too here. And I'm going to copy it and I'm going to send it to you because you need to remember. Remember this about me. He said it.
You're going to make this like your Facebook post or something, right?
Email of the week, right there.
He took one look at you and...
That's all he was thinking right here.
That's right.
It's hot all over America.
When you look like me.
Diane Briley song.
Hey, somebody gave me a compliment for once. There you are. There you have it. On YouTube, boys.
Her name is Diane and she's hot, hot, hot.
Lord.
I know I'm single. She is but married, but she's hot, hot, hot.
Come on. Stop that. Stop that.
Look, she's fanning herself again.
Now you're embarrassing me. Stop. Stop. Goodness gracious.
He loves you.
Okay. Dating question. You like dating questions?
I do.
She says, my fiance is less aggressive than most men. He is very into clothes and his hair.
Signed Leslie Gungor.
Seems more feminine.
Skorzhevsky, by the way.
That was Gungor before he got married. Feminine.
See, he seems more feminine at times. She says, he's not gay and loves Jesus, but is there anything I should be concerned with? Is it okay if my future husband isn't the stereotypical male?
Wow. I'm offended by this. I'm hurt.
Ross, do you want to answer? Go ahead and answer.
I'll let Ross answer this question.
Is there something you should be worried about? I'm worried for him. There's nothing wrong with a boy.
There's a part two to her question.
Here's my email. Have him email me so I can prepare him for this life of his. I'm serious. What is so wrong with a
nothing.
This effeminate.
But if she's worried and she doesn't like it, she probably best not continue dating and marry him, because if she's going to complain about it all the time when they get married, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's a good point.
It's a standard. If you can't handle it, jump ship.
It is a stereotype.
Right.
Lots of guys are even effeminate, if you will use the word.
But they're not gay.
Ross isn't effeminate, but he's very feely, touchy. Yes.
I can come off that way depending on the situation. You know,
yeah,
I'm very in touch with my feelings.
Yeah,
but you can be more of a guy too. I've seen you do that.
Oh, sure. I can gut deer and take, a bite out of a
sweetheart. Heart. As long as he walks in the room, takes one look at you and thinks,
wow, I feel good.
Come here, Hoochie Mama.
And as a person of faith, living it out.
Yeah, that's true too.
Okay, but there's part.
I don't have a song for that.
There's part two to her question, so see if this changes your opinion at all, gentlemen. She says, "I was wondering why I seem to be the one always pursuing my partner again with this partner business. I'd like it if he was more assertive and aggressive instead of me always having to put the moves on him.
The move
How
on.
How do I communicate
what
with him?
What moves are you putting on him?
That it's important to me."
What moves is she putting on?
Yeah, she shouldn't be yet.
I asked her if they were having sex. She said no. She said, we've been friends for 11 years, but dating for about 4 years and engaged for 3 months.
Holy stinking cow.
She said, they're Christians. They're waiting till marriage. They're both virgins. He's 25. She's 26.
Look, sweetheart, there's nothing wrong with your husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, whatever the heck he is. What's unnerving is that this bothers you already.
Yeah.
If it bothers you now, it's going to bother you even more later.
She wants to know if it's okay if a man's not a typical sports, macho, aggressive type. Yes, it's okay, but obviously it seems to bother her.
You just described me.
You're describing my boss.
As much as I talk about men, I'm the biggest wuss I know.
I can confirm that.
I am a wuss.
See, this is the thing.
Does it bother her? That's the thing. If she's going to be uncomfortable and that she's going to be the pursuer sexually and all of that.
Well, forget that. How about, she marries the guy, begins to resent this and not validate this, and he will close up and he will run for the hills.
If you want a man who's going to be really aggressive towards you, then get rid of this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are comfortable with this guy not being aggressive towards you, now if you're just nervous thinking maybe there's something wrong with him, our answer is there's nothing wrong with him.
No, there's nothing wrong with him.
That's perfectly fine. If you are legitimately uncomfortable with the fact that, look, chances are you're going to be the sexual aggressor. You're going to be the one who wants more sex than he will. You'll be the one. And if you're cool with that, then great. If you're not, then move on.
She's thinking maybe he will change once they're married.
I
don't think you can bank on that.
4 years.
Oh, he'll change if he...
it'll get worse.
Exactly.
4 years. What is it with you people? You should date a year. If you don't get a ring within a year, girl, you ought to kick the guy to the curb.
Well, especially because they've known each other and been friends for 11 years.
11 years. You dated for four...
And then you dated for 4 years?
How long did you date?
How long did I date? From the time I met Adrian until the day we married.
I'm not talking dating. Dating.
No, it was 18 months from the time I met him until we married.
Who the heck dates for 4 years? Who the heck dates for 8? You know how many people do this now? Y'all are nuts.
It's like the norm.
That's crazy. Well,
I know it's crazy, mm-hmm. but it is becoming
things get
the norm.
So dysfunctional by the time you get married, you're already mm-hmm. messed up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you're already freaked out about this guy because he's not a certain way, move on, dear.
But I love him.
But you make that decision in the next week.
Yeah.
Either,
absolutely.
If you're comfortable with it, you're going to be the aggressor. You're the one who's going to be more interested in sex. He's the one who's going to roll over when you want to go for a roll of the day. If you're comfortable with all that, then marry the boy.
But he probably won't change. Just be ready
for
that.
He will not change. If you want someone who's going to be chasing you like a crazy Puerto Rican, then you got to go marry a crazy Puerto Rican.
You know, I had this conversation with a young man the other day, just out of high school, pursuing music. He looked at you. He looked at a couple other people like your nephew, Michael Gunger. He's like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing that he found a woman, you know, that is doing music and traveling with him. They're like the traveling family. It's so amazing. And he's a musically inclined young man. He looks at me and goes, because I know he's in a relationship. And I said, how does your girlfriend feel about you pursuing music as a career? Oh, she's not that happy about it.
She doesn't like it.
How do you think it's going to be once you're married?
Terrible.
And he just kind of sat there for a second. I said,
it'll
you
be
need to
worse.
Think. I said,
worse.
You get what you get.
Yep.
Because you end up settling for either yep. your emotion. But if this is what you want, and this is
then
your
you
standard,
better marry someone
you need to
who
move
wants
on.
To do it with you.
It's better to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And he
I
just
agree.
Looked at me. He was baffled.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And I agree with this. This is very unsettling for this lady because
mm-hmm.
these are the kind of women who 5 years after the marriage are calling their tears and they're crying because yep. they're the sexual aggressors and they're the one more interested and
but
he's not.
He was always like that.
But he was always like mm-hmm. that. Now, sometimes that happens later, you know, people change, or someone gets sick or something. Well, yeah, okay, well, the thing changes.
It is
and,
what it is.
And life sucks yeah. even at that point. But when you know going in
yeah.
that it's this way and you already don't like it.
I hate the stereotype. That I'll say flat out. That's just.
Yeah, that whole stereotype. You know, we make fun of Ross all the time, being Mr. Feely Touchy Design. If I need anything designed, if I need clothes, I don't take my wife shopping for clothes with me. She drives me crazy. I take Ross
take
with
Ross.
Me. Because I like that. And he's the one who designs our sets,
yep.
You know,
he's
for our women's conference. You like the cool-looking sets on the women's DVD?
That's
Ross
nice.
Did all that. He just, you know, so that's he's right. an artsy, craftsy kind of guy, okay? Yep. I'm not per se, but I'm not a much of a manly man. Good grief. I've never gone hunting. It's too cold.
No, you're not the stereotypical male.
Yeah, and it's not the caliber of a gun you'd want to use. You'd like want to use a tank or something.
Yeah, you know, I want to use like a machine gun to go. If we could use like
a rocket propelled grenade.
If we could use
RPGs.
RPGs for hunting, then I'd go hunting.
You don't have to worry about collecting meat because it's all over the place.
But it'd be a heck of a lot more fun. So
I'm
that
sure
would be.
It would.
I don't have the patience
pulling
for
up the deers.
Find a new man in your life.
Yeah. It's well, not fair, you know, to
just,
him.
Well,
or
just
working
she,
out.
She just needs to have a come to Jesus
mm-hmm.
moment.
Yep.
Look, everybody is scared when they get married. Everybody's, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? What am I doing? So that's normal. And if you think there's something wrong, if you like the way it is, but you think something's wrong, no, there's nothing
no,
wrong.
No, there's not.
But what you're saying is you don't like this about him, now you're headed for trouble.
Right.
Is there something I need to know I should be worried about?
No, as long as you're okay with it.
No, as long as she's cool with it.
Right.
Right.
Look, there's lots of women who are the aggressors. They are the mm-hmm. ones. They're just dominant. You see these people all the time
sure.
in their marriages. They're just
more
the in-charge women. They're the more assertive. Everything from the bedroom to the boardroom, man, they just take charge. And you know what? They marry guys who are totally comfortable with that.
That's yep. right.
But I know women who do this, and then they get mad at the guy because he yep. doesn't do it.
Right. Well, that's who
that's
you married.
That's not right. So we're not saying you don't marry this guy. It's just if you don't like this, then you need to really value it. Mm-hmm. If you like it, just think something's wrong.
No.
No, there's nothing wrong.
And things do not change.
Diane's
she
over here.
She realize.
She's still fanning herself here.
I am.
Things do not change once you're married.
No, it doesn't.
Her name is Diane and she's hot, hot, hot. Cool song.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Next question.
Enough. Yes.
Says my wife and I are going on 2 years of marriage. In the beginning, it was quite a rocky road. One
in
of our
the
friends.
Beginning,
yeah, I guess.
2 years. It acts like this is like.
Well, I don't know. There could be history. It could be
ago.
Another marriage that didn't have anything to do with the question, so I didn't
like
dig
a single
for more
guy
information.
Who said, you know, we've been dating, and I'm afraid you know you've only been dating for like two weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, one of our friends had us watch your Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage DVD. It brought to light a lot of our little problems, and we were able to work things out, and now we have a very happy marriage. Thank you for your wisdom and advice. Anyway, he says, I've recently gotten hooked on your radio show and listened to it at least 2 hours every night while I'm currently deployed in Iraq.
And there's no cure for that hook. That's what's bad. It's an addiction. There's no cure for.
I think people actually do get hooked on this.
I think you can go to the Betty Ford Clinic, and there's a whole...
Yeah.
Wing for the Gungorians.
Yeah. I'm addicted to his show.
And then they do medicate you.
Yeah, they do.
The only way to get fixed from this show is serious medication.
That's right.
Well, God bless you, man, for your service. Yeah, yeah, praise the Lord.
He says, I noticed you talk a lot about not masturbating and the effects it has on men. Mm-hmm. So my dilemma is, how should I go about these primal urges while in the absence of my wife during deployment? The occasions that I do involve no porn, but just intimate pictures of my wife. What would your advice be on this?
For the urges?
For the urges.
Tribal urges.
Primal.
Shut off the tribal music.
Primal. You're so weird. Primal.
Kunga. You know, there's a lot of people who don't have a problem with the scenario he just said.
Right.
Right.
That if you can think about your wife and do that, then that's cool.
Well, apparently and
obviously
he has some pictures
she's okay
of
with
her.
It then, too.
And from
because
a biblical standpoint, I can't really condemn that because he's not lusting. Right. He's thinking about his wife. My argument would just be this to you. Dude, nobody has ever died from lack of sex. Never. Never. Now, they'll tell you you're going to die, but you're not going to die. And your body has a system built, the Bible talked about in the Old Testament. It's called a wet dream.
Yep.
You know, it's not like you're going to back up and explode. At some point, all of a sudden, just, woo, there you go, you know. So I don't think you're going to die. I think it's fine. I think one thing that men need to learn, if you're going to succeed in life at all, guys, is at some point, every man has to learn to say no to his tribal
urges. His primal.
His primal urges. You've got to, because if you don't say no now, when are you going to say no?
But what if she is so okay with this and even told him, you know,
look, I'm not even condemning it. If the guy can think about his wife and keep it clean, and yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm just saying,
it's hard to stay there.
I just go to a step further. I just say, guys, look, it's not, first of all, mm-hmm. You know, I have masturbated before in my life. I was never into masturbation as a teenager. Never. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I started masturbating because some Assembly of God pastor told me it was a good thing to do.
Oh, you should be
Isn't
doing
Isn't that
this.
Lovely?
That's wonderful. Know?
And now listen, I have masturbated and I have had sex with a real gorgeous redhead. It's not even close.
Not the same thing.
I don't
thing.
Know how anybody says masturbating fixes the urge. It's not like when I did it, I think, oh, gee, I don't want to have sex anymore. It was just, you'd have that little thing, but you always universally, you feel guilty and icky afterwards. It's not a,
studies And it's have, a bit of a release, but it's not
it's
the same
a bit
kind
of, release,
of release.
But it's not, yeah, it'll never replace the real deal.
No.
So anyway, look, if you can keep it clean, just with thoughts of your wife, God bless you, knock yourselves out. My ideal is, I still argue, you don't have to. No one has ever died from not ejaculating. I'm sorry. I know the world
you
acts
want
like,
to.
Yeah, there's a difference between you want to and you have to.
Right.
But people literally act like if you don't, you'll like die. You'll quit breathing, your heart will stop, and you'll wake up dead, which is hard to do when you're already dead because you can't wake up with your...
I think that challenging the mindset.
Very hard.
No, you don't have to. It's
You don't have to. Now, if you want to, great, and you can think about the girl, but even then, is it really a very sexually rewarding experience?
No, I wouldn't think so.
It's not. It's like, this sucks. What does it mean? It means it sucks that you're away from your wife for a year. You're in the army. God bless you for what you do. But in a normal situation, that's why you don't go away from your wife for a year. So anyway, so I cut you slack on what you're describing. So be it. But certainly don't be looking at porn and fantasizing about other women or hitting other
and
women.
Don't be showing anybody them pictures.
No.
Sacred.
If your wife sent you pictures, don't show them to anybody.
So again, I'll cut him slack on that. Yeah. I'll cut him slack on it. I just still, at the end of the day, I just recoil at the idea that men have to ejaculate. You don't have to.
No, you do not. Okay, this email says, I have been married for 34 years, and my husband truly loves me and loves the Lord too. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. However, I am more than often embarrassed by him, by his personality.
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
She says, I cringe and need to turn and walk away. I can't change
said
him.
Said Debbie Gunger.
She knows that she can't change him, said
Debbie Gunger.
She wants to know, how can I get over this? It is becoming more of an issue with me as we get older. I don't like him. I don't like saying that, but that is how I feel. Any advice?
Said Debbie Gunger.
I feel like I have a 50-pound weight on my chest all the time because of my embarrassment. I can hear you already. Then why did you marry him? She says, we were young, and I really didn't know what I was getting into. In all the
marriage entails. Nobody does. If you had a geezer, you wouldn't know.
So I asked her, what exactly is it that he's doing that embarrasses you? And wanted to know if she had talked to him, and what did he say? She said, there are many things through the years, but here are a few examples. He doesn't focus on a conversation, so he will ask questions that we, the group or the couple and I, are talking about. We were just talking about it as if the conversation never took place.
Said
signed, Debbie Gunner.
Oh my gosh, woman, you're describing me.
Yes, he is involved in politics and he can't remember people's names and introduces them improperly. Signed, Debbie Gunger. This man does not remember anybody's names or anything. Okay, he is overweight. His eating habits.
Hey, I'm not that fat.
His eating habits are for the most part completely out of control.
Said Debbie Gunger.
She says he's diabetic and she knows the high blood sugar contributes to a lot of this. And she says, I have talked to him about these things, yes, but the problem is because they are in the forefront of our lives, I would be talking about them constantly, nagging, as he puts it. We can't have a civil conversation about this because he turns the tide and attacks me. She says, really? I need to go to counseling. There are just too many things that contribute to these feelings. So I guess she comes up with her own solution.
It could have been worse, dear. You could have married me.
I bet, because when I read this, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's describing you. Like, seriously, describing you.
I know.
And she's so embarrassed by him.
You need to talk to my wife.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, it was hilarious.
My advice, just relax. I embarrass my wife all the time. She just rolls her eyes. Yeah. You know, she just... You know how many times I'll join in a conversation and bring up a point that was just discussed in detail 5 minutes earlier?
All the time.
I do it all the time. Because I don't listen. I don't want to listen. Because you're all too boring.
I know. That's what I'm saying. When I read this, this was like, oh my gosh, this is Mark. This is totally Mark.
Yeah.
This is 100% Mark.
And my wife at times probably doesn't like me. Can you imagine me from the pulpit? There's times when my wife is going to throw stuff at me.
When you're up there?
Oh my gosh. She's really mad.
She's so mad.
You know, but I've learned. Okay, don't go here. Don't go here.
Or just don't make eye contact with my wife.
Yeah, don't look at the redhead when you're talking. Don't look at the redhead. You know, so that happens all the time, man. You just described my wife's poor little world. But you know what? She's a happy girl. She loves me. It is what it is. You married a guy who's a psycho crazy guy. The thing is, you don't have to do it. And you don't have to like it.
No.
You know, and if he's embarrassed, just say, don't embarrass me. If you want to make a fool of yourself, that's okay. My wife will tell me that.
Yeah. See, I don't know why she would be embarrassed that he came. She's taking that personally.
Yeah. No.
She shouldn't
just
do that.
And I tell you what, nobody in the world who listens to me and act like a dork blames my wife.
Oh, no.
They look at her and they all feel sorry for her.
Oh, yes.
Okay? So don't feel embarrassed. Nobody's blaming you for this.
Coco, what an
it's
old
him.
He is.
It'll be okay. Just relax. See you guys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.